Remember, Israel is a microcosm for our own society. And if we judge them, we judge them at our own peril, because we stumble with the same sort of things. We have the same rebellion. If it were not for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, for His mercy, we would go exactly the same way of rebellion as they went. Not just passiveness, but rebellion against the Lord. And you could see this rebellion in some of their eyes when I would say such a thing as this. We are in Isaiah. We're in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1. And this is an amazing book. I mean, just full of prophecy. Some people have called it the gospel according to Isaiah because it's so full of prophecy. And remember, chapter 1 of Isaiah is an indictment. The entire chapter is an indictment where he is laying out this court case against the nation of Israel, but particularly just Jerusalem and Judah, this province, this state around Jerusalem, Judah and Jerusalem. And God is both the plaintiff and the judge. Heaven and earth are the witnesses, and Jerusalem and Judah are on trial. So I'm going to start, we're really going to start teaching from verse 5, because we've covered 1 through 4 already. But I'm going to start reading from verse 1 so we get the context. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, concerning Judah and Jerusalem, which he saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth. For the Lord speaks, sons I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me. An ox knows its owner and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Alas, sinful nation, people weighed down with iniquity.